Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
33 degrees right now. Feels like 28 degrees.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Yep, low 40s for the high, but it looks like Thursday and Friday it'll be getting a little bit warmer. We'll be diddling 50 both days.
Ooh, warm diddling.
Yeah, but Friday, the warmest day. Any day it's warm, there's rain.
Oh, great.
That's how this works now.
Yeah.
Warm front comes through, interacts with the cold front. Here comes the rain.
All right.
There's your southern forecast for Rochester, New York for the rest of the week. Let's start this morning by talking about astronauts.
Astronauts.
Okay. Astronauts.
Okay.
Because there was a time.
There was an astronautical time. I don't know.
Where being an astronaut was a very dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah. You were like a national hero.
You got it. Right?
You didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Exactly. You're up there in a tin can. What do they always like to say? More technology on our phones than what got man to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after Challenger, obviously. Being an astronaut became seemingly less dangerous. You just went up, you came home, we didn't hear anything about it, and that was a good thing.
Yeah.
That has shifted once again.
Uh-oh.
Who's stuck?
All right, so last week, three Chinese astronauts...
Oh, I love this joke.
...were able to come home from the Tiangong Space Station. Tiangong Space Station.
Yeah.
After spending a Chinese record 204 days in space.
All right. That's a long time.
Yes, it was. So the crew had been stuck there after a piece of space junk struck their return capsule, and it was damaged right before they were supposed to leave.
They could crack the window or something.
Yeah.
How you know they were looking at that crack every day, man.
Well, like what sucks is like the cost of safe flight to get all the way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Not even worth it.
Yeah.
So they were able to go home and return to Earth on November 5th. But how they got home has caused another problem.
So, wait, but they're home.
They're home. The reason they're home is because they used the return capsule of the next crew that was coming up to where they were in space.
Oh.
Which means now the three Chinese astronauts that came up in that capsule are stranded in space.
Oh, wait.
So what's their plan?
Yeah.
So the Chinese.
So you had to keep sending guys up?
Yeah.
Unless did the new crew like bring stuff to fix the caps?
No, they did not.
Right.
So the Chinese government, it seems, or at least their space program.
Didn't think this through?
It's not that they didn't think it through.
Yeah.
They decided that those people have been up there for so long, they just had to get them home.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then we'll figure it out from there.
Right.
And it also says in this story that the Chinese have an emergency rocket ready to go that can be launched within 9 days to bring astronauts home, exactly in cases like this.
Okay.
All right, so just fire that baby up.
But the Chinese space program says there is no plan as of now to launch that rocket to bring them home.
Does somebody always have to be in the space station? Is that why somebody's got to be there?
I don't know. I don't know if this is the International Space Station. It doesn't say international.
But this is their own space station.
Tiangong Space
Station. This ain't ours. This is theirs.
Chinese space
station. Because we share one with the Russians.
Yes. Well, that's everybody. It's International Space Station. I think, right? There's more than just Russians and Americans.
Yeah, there's usually somebody like, oh, man, I didn't know they had astronauts.
Oh, there's a Czech guy.
Yeah, there's my, yes.
Hey, look at him.
Like countries that don't have their own space program.
Well, who do they go up with, though?
Well, they go up with us.
Do they?
Or the Russians, yeah.
Okay.
Like they hitch a ride. There's always a jumper seat, but you have to accrue points.
Is that a...
Because I only think there's only like a couple of countries that have like dedicated space programs. I think it's like...
Okay, you said this last time and we looked it up and there were a lot more than we thought.
No, like they have their own like... have astronauts.
All right, Kimmy.
India, Russia, and China and us, I think, are the only ones that have dedicated space programs.
Can we look at this one more time?
There's definitely more than that. I want to say like Mexico had a space
Mexico
program.
Ain't sent nobody up.
Why?
They've never sent anybody up.
How do you know that?
Because you would remember that.
When? You didn't know that the Chinese had it. When did the Chinese go up for the first time?
After us.
You would remember that. So he says.
Mexico did not go up.
Mexico has a space program. We looked this up. We already talked about this. Mexico has its own independent space program. I don't know if they could send people to space.
Well, that's not a space program.
No, you
guess
can.
What? Guess what? I have a space
you
program.
Can send
I have a dedicated space program. Hey, tell me, how many people you put? Well, nobody yet, but I'm working
you
on it.
You can send things to space and not send people to space.
Yeah, I guess Rhode Island has a space program.
No, because you can't send something to space.
Countries whose citizens have traveled to space with assistance from other nations.
Okay.
Germany, France, Italy.
Yeah, they want
with
us.
Will you let her talk?
Japan has sent citizens into space. Canada, Israel, the UAE, and India have also traveled to space.
Oh, that's weird. I heard India has its own space program. Sent people to
no,
space.
They, I think they sent their own guys.
Oh,
over.
Did they? That's not what Kimmy just said.
Well, I don't know.
But again, I guess it's assistance from other nations, so I don't know if you count that.
Okay, so the bottom line is this.
What's that?
The three Chinese astronauts that just came home, what do you call a Chinese astronaut? Because a Russian astronaut's a cosmonaut. We are astronauts. Kimmy, can you Google what a Chinese astronaut
is? Yeah, but it's going to be in Chinese. Well, we're not going to know how to pronounce it.
I'm sure there's going to be an English equivalent to whatever it is, because we probably can't
astronaut. What's astronaut in Mandarin?
Hey, dumbass. Okay. Cosmonaut.
Dumbass.
Cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut. Cosmonaut.
You know what I'm right. You're just saying things back.
Cosmonaut.
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. A takanaut?
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 Takanaut? How do you spell it?
T-A-I-K-O-N-A-U-T.
Like tug-a-not? Like
tug-a-not.
Takanaut?
Takanaut?
I don't speak Chinese.
No, I know you don't, you idiot, but you were wrong. Admit you were wrong. There's an English equivalent to what a Chinese astronaut is. Takanaut.
Cosmonaut.
Anyway, yes, well, that's it. That's in Russian, but there's an English equivalent, dumbass. Bottom line is this.
What's that?
There are now three more astronauts stuck into space, and this has been like a theme for the last year, because let's not forget, there were two American astronauts that spent almost 10 months
Wouldn't
stranded in space.
Wouldn't it make you worried, too? Because like the American astronauts that were stuck in space, wasn't that due to like human error or like failure of like the systems?
So Boeing built a new space station or ship, spaceship that failed.
Right. But this one, a piece of space junk hit it. So like knowing something like that can just boop the space station and everything goes wrong, I'd be a little nervous.
Now, how much junk is in space?
That's completely out of your hands.
Like just floating around and we just left up there and it's just like spinning around.
Well, like where does it go? Like think of all the
stuff. I think it just sits around the planet.
Like, wasn't one of like the old rockets going to hit the moon that was just floating up there, old satellite or something?
We did talk about that. Moon collision.
But I wonder if they could bring these guys back, but they're being overly precautious. Because like back in the day, I don't think we had all the safety or we worried about it. You know what I mean? I think we took more risks because we didn't know back then.
Okay.
Like now they're more, they care more.
Maybe. I mean, that could be the case. Again, 252 WCMF, after three Chinese astronauts stranded in space for 204 days.
Tugonauts in space.
They used the capsule of a new crew to get home. Meanwhile, now this new crew of three Chinese astronauts are stuck in space themselves. It does say in the story that in an extremely desperate situation, they could attempt to travel back to Earth using the space junk damaged capsule.
But they don't know if that window is going to hold. So how long?
You just got to push your hands against it really hard.
Or just duct tape it? Or get car tape? So what's their plan?
I guess
because they said they got a rocket to go get them, but they're not sending it. Then what's the point of having that rocket?
I mean, it's also possible this is something that's existed for a long time. You're not entirely sure that technology is going to work right now.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. Between the American story that we followed here, the Chinese story of 204 days that just ended, and this new story, a lot of astronauts getting stuck in space recently. Which
also makes them even more brave for going up there.
Counterpoint. They didn't know this was, I mean, I'm sure they knew it was a possibility.
Well, but the second group that went up.
Do you think they knew that their capsule was getting used by the other crew?
Oh,
like they got up there. Oh, how do you know? Like, yeah, it's the Chinese government.
I don't know
Kimmy.
How long I'm going to be up here for now.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Go up there.
Yeah,
wait
a
minute. All right, I'm going to ask a serious question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, because I would imagine anybody that is a scientist and works in space, right, their dream is to be an astronaut.
Yeah, to go up, take a ride.
I mean, hell, you got private citizens now paying to go up with these billionaires. Mm-hmm. Do you think these incidents in the last 12 months decreases the amount of people that want to become astronauts later on? Because, like, we're kind of pushing right now, at least folks are theorizing, that we can push towards Mars. And that's what, like a 3-year trip?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But if we still can't master getting people just back from space stations, yes, like the equivalent of Niagara Falls to America.
Oh,
back
you still think it's turning people off from like taking a space tourism, basically?
Well, like think about this, man.
For the common man
or
to
like
go up
wanting
on a rocket.
To pursue that as a career.
Both,
that, okay.
I think both. Right? Because like think about it again. We did not hear any bad stories about astronauts from the Challenger up until a year ago.
Well, no, we had other
incidents
of people dying.
Well,
space.
No, there when.
Oh, my God. So after the Challenger, what was the one that broke apart coming back in and it, like, disintegrated over, like, Texas?
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that thing just, like, came apart.
Okay. Other than that one, though. Other than that.
That's
that was one. That's two.
Oh, it's okay. So that's two. Okay. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. There might have been another one that I forgot.
You know whose fault that was?
Who's that?
Safe Flight. That's why they don't use them in space anymore. Safe Flight repairs. Oh, my God! No, because, like, look, I was not going to go to space, period.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But, like, now I want to go to space even less than period based on these stories. Like,
but it looks negative, but it's going
to get negative amount of wanting to go to space.
So
There is not an amount of money you could pay me. I'm not exaggerating. There is no dollar amount you could pay me to go to space and live in space right now.
To live there.
I mean, just stay up there for a week or two. No, I'm not doing it.
All right.
Yeah, not even like the Jeff Bezos thing.
Nope.
That doesn't interest me.
Imagine you just go up and look around for a minute. You come down.
Nope.
And then you get all of the hate, like Katy Perry, who now is dating the former Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's dating Justin Trudeau.
I thought he, really?
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's a thing that's happening.
He's a handsome bastard.
Yeah, bro, you're not kidding. You could do worse.
Oh, yeah.
You could do worse. You could be dating Gordie Howe.
Wait, his second grandson
most,
or?
Second most famous Canadian.
Oh.
No, I mean the actual.
Oh, the actual
he's dead
Gordie Howe.
Yeah, I mean, that would be uncomfortable. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So by my count now, eight astronauts in the last 12 months that have been stranded in space. What is the point of pushing forward on new stuff if we haven't mastered what we're doing right now?
Well, I guess you got to keep doing it till you get it right.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, let's master this.
Opening the doors and locking them?
Well, like, for example, like, if you were teaching your kid to ride a bicycle without two wheels.
Yeah.
And they were struggling to pick up that concept. You wouldn't the next day be like, well, now it's time to learn how to drive a car.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Does that make sense?
But we've been doing this for so long, you'd think we'd have all this ironed out.
But we don't.
We've been doing this since 1969 successfully.
Look, I do think that we take the science for granted.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
but this is this sounds like
the
basic stuff.
There's just so much I think that could go wrong that, again, is out of your hands.
Yeah.
Something just hits the space station and you're done.
Well, how about like crack-proof windows?
Oh, that's a good plan. You should call NASA or whatever the Chinese equivalent of NASA is.
Tunguska Station. Hello?
Thank you. Kimmy, can you Google how many human beings have gone into space? Thank you. Because, like, when we think about the population of even just America, China, Russia, and India, let's go over here, right?
Okay.
What do we got?
A lot. 676 people journeyed to space.
That's not a lot with the amount of people from the 1950s.
Since the beginning of,
space travel.
John Glenn.
Yeah. Like, that's less than 700 people.
And he went up twice.
So that's actually 697. I mean, think about that. We've only sent that many people worldwide into space in the history of a space program.
But I don't think we've lost that many people. I mean, with that number.
Well, let's say I bet you, is it 100?
No, we haven't lost 100
people.
We
don't know how many Russians died. They kept that all super secret.
Oh.
So there's a famous story. You can look this up if you want. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm getting 19 people have died in space flight related accidents.
Okay.
All right. But you're saying the Russians kept it quiet?
So, well, when they were trying to win the space race, there's this very famous story of, I believe it was some people in Australia. They were on like a radio, a ham radio, whatever it is. And they picked up this Russian panicking, screaming, freaking the F out. And then all of a sudden it just disappeared.
Oh.
And there have been these rumors for years that the Russians killed a whole bunch of potential cosmonauts trying to put people in space.
Accident.
Yes, they had accidents going in, coming out, and it just never came out.
But why would the Russians deceive us? That's not very nice of them. That's what we've done for them.
I wonder, in all seriousness, like, do they count people that died before they got to space as part of that people that have died in space?
Well, I think if you lift it off, you count.
Well, no. Who are the ones that died on the pad?
Oh, yeah, there was three guys that, yes.
Do they count?
Well, they didn't go up into space.
But they should count because they were trying to.
Flight related accident.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that counts.
If you're on the pad.
Does it count?
I think it counts.
Okay.
If, it was my
if you're keeping score.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the guy that died, I want it to count.
John Cool writes us, Komarov was the screaming Russian, but that, which, what a terrible way.
Wait, the goalie?
You die in that horrible way.
Mm.
They hide your death for years.
Yeah.
And then some guy writes a radio show 60 years later, goes, Komarov was the screaming Russian. His legacy lives on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
A noise will drive you crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah. Just
trying to get some rest. You got homework to do. Whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah. And there are ways to go about getting people to stop doing what they're doing. This,
yeah.
Not one of those ways. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from your family's hometown, Auburn, New York.
Oh, boy.
And it happened early Sunday morning.
What happened?
So, according to police, they were called around 10 a.m. after two separate neighbors called in noise complaints inside an apartment complex.
Mm.
But the situation got out of control very fast. Before the police got there, they got a third call.
Really?
This one from the people that were making the noise.
The noisers.
You got it. The noisemakers said someone had knocked on their door and pointed a machine gun at them.
Wait, they have a machine gun? Like the gangsters?
You would almost think that's fake.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, well, here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not gonna test the theory.
Yeah.
But at first, it would look like a toy to me.
The good news.
What is the good news?
There was not a machine gun.
Oh.
The bad news, it was a 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh, okay.
Even better.
So a woman who was upset about the noise started by banging on the walls of the apartment.
Knock it off!
Then she went and banged on the door of the apartment making noise. And when the noisemakers answered, they were, according to police, confronted by the 28-year-old woman brandishing the shotgun.
So they opened up the door and here comes the long barrel of a shotgun.
You got it. Barrel of justice, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Police say she admitted to bringing the shotgun to confront them about the noise that was happening.
Right.
The 28-year-old woman was arrested, charged with criminal possession of a weapon and menacing. She has a court date coming up. No word on if the noisemakers got into any trouble for what they were doing. All right, I'm going to ask a question.
All right.
And I want you to think about this before you answer.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Whose fault was this situation?
Oh, it's the shotgunner.
It's her fault.
Well, I mean, escalating it to a shotgun?
I didn't ask who escalated. I asked whose fault caused the situation.
Well, what situation are we talking about?
Yeah.
The arrest or the noise?
I would make the argument, and I am not saying if this woman is guilty, what she did is right. But I would make the argument that if there was no noise to begin with, no shotgun would have been produced.
But it's weird because...
I'm sorry, go ahead. But she was banging on the walls because of the noise.
Yeah, well, she was upset about the noise. That's why she brought the shotgun down to confront him about the noise.
But you're siding with the noisy neighbor. Yes.
I'm not siding?
Kind of.
I'm not. No. I'm siding. Yes.
No noise, no shotgun.
If there was no noise, would be no shotgun. Now, I'm not.
But you're a noisy neighbor. You're a loud person.
I'm not loud at all.
You're extremely loud.
I am not a loud neighbor.
You talk fast and you talk loud.
Okay, you can't hear me talking through my walls next to my neighbor. No, you
can't.
Bro,
I can hear you talking down. I know when you're down at the Bay, and I know when you've transitioned down to PXY. Oh. I can almost set my clock to it because I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whisper Willie over here, the quietest man we've ever
met. I'm always quiet.
Okay, look. I do not cause noise problems in my neighborhood. I don't.
I don't. I would say, look, neighbors make noise. This has been going on since the beginning of the Bible. But you brought a shotgun to settle a noise argument.
Yeah.
That's on you, man.
Again,
because you could have just let it go.
I am not saying that this woman should not be punished. I am not saying that what she did was right. But what I am saying
yeah.
is none of this would have happened had it not been for all the noise making on a Sunday morning.
Do we ever figure out what the noise was?
We did not, and we do not know what the noise
like
was.
Was it like sex? Or?
How early
I'm guessing
are we
music.
Talking?
TV?
What's that?
How early? Like what time?
So the call came in at 10 a.m. We don't know how long the noise had been going okay. for, yeah. but it came from two separate
gotcha.
Neighbors. The two
yeah,
initial
we were complaining.
Calls. Yeah, all right. you got it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I love how you sit here, and you're trying to be Johnny Cool. Quote, Kimmy, noise happens.
Yeah.
Noise happens. You got to find a way to deal with it.
Yeah.
If any of your neighbors were keeping you up at 2, 3, yeah, 4 o'clock I mean, in the morning.
It can drive you insane.
You came in here and bitched.
As somebody who has had noisy neighbors living above me and lost sleep for days, it messes with your brain chemistry.
It will make you do irrational
yes.
things.
Oh, I'm sure. It's sleep deprivation, okay. right?
And you, mm-hmm. when the PGA Championship was in town, mm-hmm. came in here every day.
Those Long Island douchebags with their ball-washing girlfriends.
They were down the street from you.
For
you couldn't
a weekend.
Even hear them. You couldn't even yeah. hear them. You just knew they were down there.
Goddamn Jack Daniels pool party.
All you did was bitch and bitch yeah. and bitch and bitch.
And it was temporary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, don't sit here and pretend like if you had someone next door that was throwing parties every Friday and Saturday, now you wouldn't be like... and you're not allowed to have a gun, so it wouldn't escalate that far. But you do something stupid. stupid. And what we are not factoring in here, which
What's
makes
that?
It even more frustrating to Kimmy's point, again, we're talking about this 28-year-old woman. She was arrested after police say she confronted a neighbor about noise complaints in an apartment with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Well, I wonder, is she a single woman? Because I don't hear like a husband or a boyfriend.
Oh, I mean...
is she a single woman living in an apartment in Auburn? And also a gun-toting woman.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because a shotgun, that's just a hunting rifle.
Yeah. She was charged with criminal possession of a weapon, which leads me to believe that gun
hers.
Was not hers.
Oh, I just thought it was because she was threatening with it.
No, I don't. Actually, that's a good question.
Because that would be an illegal firearm.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, she got menacing.
That was the poking through the door.
Well, no. I thought if you threatened someone with a legal gun you have, you weren't going to get criminal possession of a weapon, but I could be wrong. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. Anyway, Kimmy, your neighbor above you, that was an apartment you lived in.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah.
Apartment neighbors are the biggest wild card neighbors
yeah.
you will
yeah.
ever have.
Well, yeah, because yeah. you're compacted in there.
Okay,
yeah.
there's that. That's a number one.
You learn their schedules, and you start to imagine things they could be doing that's making that noise. And it drives you crazy. Like, why are you moving furniture at 3 a.m.?
But here's the thing about apartments,
yeah.
right? You see your apartment neighbors far less than you see neighbors when you live in a neighborhood. There are no cookouts. There's no
True.
One working in the yard.
Yeah, you don't have that relationship with yeah. them most of the time.
You got it. So that hurts mm-hmm. when something goes wrong where you're not going to give someone slack because you know them, you like them, you see them.
Yeah.
Also, when you live in an apartment, the odds that your neighbors are from all ages and backgrounds mm-hmm. are like exponentially higher. Like when you live in a neighborhood, there's the older set, there's the younger set, but the
yeah.
younger set doesn't go below like 30 years
yeah.
old. If you live in an apartment, you could have a senior citizen that downsized, living next to a 28-year-old professional, living next to a single mother of three, living next to a 45-year-old bum.
Yeah, it's a lot of mix.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I would argue all of those things in an apartment make the neighbor issues way more volatile.
But you got to be more tolerant when you live like that, too, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're living in flimsy wall towers... You're going to hear everybody.
Why would you move to flimsy wall towers?
Because that's all you got. When I first moved here, I lived in that little dump on Park Avenue. I could hear everything that was going on with my neighbors.
Okay.
And they could hear me. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm listening to a porn at medium volume at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And that was coming out of his room.
Yeah, buddy.
I think with the apartment thing, too, you realize it never ends. Like, if that person moves out, some other noisy yeah. person moves in. Like, you don't even know who to be mad at. Whereas if it's a neighborhood and you've lived there for years, it's constantly the same person causing issues. Like, I have a neighbor now who I'm pretty sure has been threatened by multiple neighbors for the noise that he causes, and now I'm pretty sure he does it on purpose.
Oh.
Like, he uses a blower for, like, the loudest blower of all time
Wait,
for
Tommy's
hours.
Wait, Tommy's mom's in your neighborhood?
Use that
joke. Ah, gotta be quick. Almost gotcha.
And it is enough to drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What I find very funny
What's that?
Is Mr. Compassion sitting across from me. Mm. Yeah, you got to deal with it. You know, don't move into flimsy wall towers, man. Make the right decision. There is going to be a point where you and your wife downsize.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, it'd be like, you know, 50, either seniors or nursing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, townhome, 50-plus community, yeah. Whatever. Let's say you move into one of those, you know, 50-plus communities, right? That's...
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
I lived in a condo. I had... My first place was a condo. It sucks.
You're going back there. And like,
it's a fishbowl because everybody's watching everybody.
Yeah.
And you don't understand the luxury you have of all the space and quiet.
I know.
So you sit here like, God, I hope that you're alive so I can watch this happen. He won't stop watching Kolchak the Night Stalker radio. 15 volume.
I mean, well, yeah. I'm even thinking like my friends who live, like they have some land, like they got a little space. Like even they have to, there are certain noises they have to deal with, like people who have like, four-wheelers and stuff. You know what I mean?
Country
like,
noise.
There's no, no matter what, you can move as far out as possible and you're still not going to get complete peace and quiet.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I can't sit outside, smoke a cigar, listen to music.
Well,
that sucks.
Even if you go outside and smoke a cigar, if somebody has a window open, they're going to be melting
do
down
it.
On you. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I can remember when my parents lived in their condo. They lived on the first floor, you know, up, and at that time my father was still a smoker. And people would bitch when he'd sit out on his terrace in the morning. Or at any time, have his cocktail and smoke, and people would bitch about it. But, you know, back then, smoking was commonplace, and they were complaining about it.
Sure.
I can't imagine if you live someplace now and you're a smoker, you can't, like, sit out on your balcony or your porch and have a cigarette in an apartment.
No, you're right.
People screaming and yelling.
You know, going back to the initial story again, a 28-year-old woman arrested after police say, after noise complaints from multiple neighbors, she took a 12-gauge shotgun, knocked on the front door of the people making the noise at this apartment complex in Auburn, and threatened them with the gun. She has been arrested, charged with criminal possession of a weapon and menacing. The weird thing about noise where you live,
yeah,
if you grew up without it and it shows up, it will drive you crazy. If you grew up with noise,
oh, you don't even notice it,
and it disappears,
oh.
It will drive you.
Oh,
crazy. Yeah,
the yeah. Silence will drive you crazy.
So, like for example, and I know I'm not the only one. Like I grew up in Gates, off of Chile Avenue.
That's a loud town, too, bro.
Well, just where we were,
the
it was,
cars, the women, this is loud.
We were right in the flight paths of all the planes. We lived next to the airport, yeah. So that was always loud. Off of Chile Avenue, it was right around the corner from Walmart, Westgate Plaza. That was always loud.
Sidepipes.
I was one of six people living in a three-bedroom house. It was always loud there. And we're right on the line of the 19th Ward. Yeah. So, like, you know, there was always stuff going on. Like, it was just noise all the time. When my wife and I moved out to West Henrietta where we are, which was when we moved there.
You're semi-country.
Bro, I couldn't sleep. Yeah. It was so quiet. I couldn't sleep. It drove me insane. I needed, like, the...
I love silence. Like... No, not hearing any noise is bliss. That's why, like, I can't hear anymore. Mm. I love it. I do. Like, when I go to sleep, and if I sleep on my good ear.
Did you hear what you just said?
I'm telling you.
I'm sleeping on my good ear.
I only have, like, 30% hearing in this ear. So when I lay on this ear, I sleep like a lot. I don't hear a damn thing. My wife will go, Ben, did you hear that thunder or that hail last night? I go, no. I hear nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Money is harder and harder to come by.
Tight.
That's right. And it's not like when you get money, the stuff you want to spend it on is cheap.
Yeah.
So you got to make some decisions. When you hear what this now costs the average participant in New York State, it is pretty clear that giving it up is the fastest way you can save a bunch of money.
All right.
But this vice, along with others, could be your only release from the stresses that come with the financial situation that we're all in.
So what do I do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Cigarette smokers in New York State are spending a fortune.
Yeah. Isn't like triple tax on those things or something?
Triple tax, bro. Triple double secret tax. So a study this week shows the average New York smoker is spending $4,000 a year.
Damn, to burn.
Just on the actual cigarettes. It doesn't include, like, the healthcare costs, all that stuff. Just the cigarettes.
So, and That accounts top shelf all the way down to, like, busted brand.
It's average. Yeah. So right now, the average pack in New York State is $14.55. It is the highest price for cigarettes in the United States. What's weird about that is, yeah. I'll glance every once in a while, being a former smoker.
Yeah.
I don't see 15. They must be counting, like, the high-end premium, like, Dejarum cigarettes that are, like, $28 a pack.
So it's like a pack of Marlboros, because that used to be, like, the Cadillac of cigarettes back in the day.
I think around here they're like $12-13 bucks a pack.
Okay. All right.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe they could also be factoring in what's going on in New York City. I don't know what a pack costs in New York City. But that rise in price over the last 15 years to $15 a pack on average did exactly what it set out to do. There are fewer smokers now than ever in New York State in American history.
Yeah, there would have to be because you don't see many people outside burning anymore.
Yes. So, if you're a smoker, you can save $4,000 a year by giving it up right now.
Buy a lot of meth with that.
But there's a catch-22.
What's that?
Does your vice ever get too expensive? 252-WCMF.
Priced out of your vice.
That's it.
But you usually find a cheaper version of whatever you're doing.
Okay. But
or something else.
What's the cheaper version of cigarettes? Roll your own?
Well, the cheaper version was driving out to the resi.
Okay.
Right. That was the big thing. Like, you would, because, like, my in-laws were big time chain smokers. And they lived in a pretty much an old Italian neighborhood where everybody smoked. So they would take everybody's order, and then somebody would make a run to the reservation and come back with, you know, that trunk load of goddamn cigarettes. So I figured that's how they beat the price.
Okay. But, counterpoint, and I mean this with all due respect, you got to smoke cigarettes for the reservation. And as a former smoker who did that,
They did it.
Oh.
But I mean, that's
sometimes point,
you get a bad pack. It's like smoking a toe sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's how you got all these cheap drugs that people started cooking up in the country because, you know, it was hillbilly cocaine.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you needed a cheaper version of just to get you there.
All right. So whatever you do to unwind, smoke, drink, whatever.
Yeah.
If you stop that right now, you would save untold amounts of money.
Yeah.
In a time where everybody needs more money,
mm-hmm.
but. Most people who smoke and drink to unwind.
Yeah.
It is a small escape.
It's a stress relief.
Yes, from all of the stresses of daily life. You got it. Giving it up financially may ease some monetary stress, but you lose your escape for the rest of the stresses in your life.
Yeah. And I don't know if that adds any years to you if your stress levels still go up.
Now you sound like an idiot. Yes, of course quitting smoking is going to add years to your life.
Better. I'm not saying that. But if you sit in stress over the fact that you're not smoking anymore, what did you gain? If you smoke for 30 years, you've already done the damage.
That's not true. Yeah, there's damage done. It can still get reversed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still better to stop. There's no point, unless you're 95 years old, where it's not worth quitting smoking. And I'm not even a big quit smoking guy. Do whatever makes you happy. But that's a stupid thing to say.
Well, I just want my thing, so don't come for my stuff.
Nobody's coming for anything. What are they coming for?
Nobody's saying you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's your decision.
I just want to hear it.
And I agree with you, right?
What?
Like, I am not sure if the financial relief you get from quitting your vice is worth what you are losing.
But where do you channel that energy?
Well, that's just it.
What do you do?
You are of the belief that if you quit one bad thing, you will pick up another bad thing.
Well, you have to fill that void. So is it going to be Jesus? Is it going to be booze? Is it going to be porn? I mean, you're going to need some kind of diversion. That's why you're doing this. And just because you stop doing something, that Jones doesn't go away.
See, I mean, you could go it's the better way to go, but it's the more annoying person. Replace it with something healthy, like the gym.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, I have seen people... Like
He's making a face. She's
like
right.
They do a complete 180 with their lifestyle, and that's now what brings them joy. They're going to tell you all about it.
You're going to hear about it.
That is
all
the best way
it.
To do it.
But I also,
I'm a tough mutter.
I also love, too, there is no study that we've seen that suggests that by quitting one vice, you're going to pick up another vice. Yet every time.
Well, you have to fill that void.
Every time we have this discussion, you speak in absolutes. Like, you have to fill. You got to fill the void. You got to ask yourself, what's the void? No, like, you're just saying things. It's not necessarily true.
All right, so where does that energy go?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the energy.
Well, you kind of gave this up in a way. I mean, you were a fat guy at one point. You decided to completely change the way you
eat.
But
I'm still a fat guy.
No, Kimmy, you don't understand. He's different. He's got more control than the average person. He thinks he's superior to everybody else.
No, I don't. I do not. think I am any more above you than anybody else. No, I bet you, like, you know.
But you didn't replace it with that. I mean, you.
Alcohol.
No, but you were drinking just as much. You,
yeah, that didn't change, did it?
You even changed what you were drinking because you didn't want to get fat. No more Kahlua mudslides for Tommy.
But it sucks. It's not fun.
I understand that.
Like, I don't know, but I don't know if my stress is any different because I used to love to eat. I don't. So I still drink. I drink way too much coffee. So I pound caffeine. I pound alcohol. But I still jones for the food. So, like, even though I don't eat, I'm still a fat guy. Oh. I still think about food. And, like, every time I see food, it is just, you know, God, I'd love to have that. I'm not going to eat it.
Look, I'm with you. Everything you are saying.
Like, you'll never beat the fact of what you are.
That is a terrible thing to say.
Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, like, if you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic for the rest of your life, whether you drink or not. Because it's always going to be there.
Sure.
That monkey's always going to be on your back.
I understand. But, see, when you say that, and that's a true statement, you always wrap it up with, like, so why try?
Have a drink.
Yeah, see, there it is. Bye. There it is.
Let the good times roll, baby. Because when you're dead, you're done.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A study this week shows that smokers in New York are spending an average of $4,000 a year just on the actual cigarettes.
You know what I miss?
What?
And I never was a smoker except for, you know, cigars in the summertime.
Yeah.
I love when somebody lights up a fresh cigarette. That whiff always, I don't want to sit in a room full of smoke. Mm-hmm. When I'm outside and somebody like fires up, God, it smells so good.
Bro, like to your point.
It just reminds me of the old days.
And if I walk by someone smoking outside, like I will inhale as hard as I can secondhand smoke. Like I don't have any desire to have a cigarette anymore.
Yeah.
But like, just that, it's just like such a flashback to like good memories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny to me is like smoking is down, but I've noticed it more and more in TV shows and movies.
Yes.
Hmm.
Like there was a period where you never saw it. Like they did away with it.
But now it's a warning.
But now it's.
Language and smoking.
Look at this. What, he had to get the boomer taken there.
I know he did.
All right, I got to put the warning on. What are you going to warn me against now? Eyeballs?
How about warning me about that penis that's coming?
Oh, they knew you wanted it.
It's just weird that it showed back up again.
Yeah.
All right, so as we go to the whole, like, the relief from quitting, the financial relief from quitting, is it worth what you lose? So, Tommy, you drink a bottle of Jameson a week. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that, $30 a bottle?
50.
Oh, geez.
You buy the big one.
60. Oh, yeah. I don't settle up to come in second.
Okay.
$60.
All right, let's go with $60. So then that is roughly $3,100 a year.
Yeah, so I'm way below smoking.
Okay.
I still got $2,000 to play with.
Okay, no, it was $4,500. Okay. All right, let's say you average 18 beers a week, standard Budweiser. That's around $18 for an 18, right? That's $1,000 a year. All of those savings are significant. Like, think about what you could do with an extra $3,200 a year.
What would I do?
That's what I'm asking.
I guess you'd take a vacation.
Yeah. Can't drink.
Yeah, like you said, a vacation. Not drink. Not smoke. Just sit in the sun and bake.
But, like, it is. It's funny. When you take away your theory that, like, I have to have something. I gotta have something. It's a win-win. Like, not only are you healthier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You now have $3,200 extra dollars to do whatever you want.
But you can't do whatever you want because all the stuff you want to do are your old vices. So, like,
You can't think of anything else to do with the money.
What's the point of living if you can't enjoy yourself?
All that fancy beef jerky, like.
Why aren't you fat then?
Sit on the beach and eat beef jerky.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Why don't I eat?
No, if your question is, what's the point of living if you can't enjoy yourself? Bro, why aren't you 400?
You're absolutely right. Because there's sometimes I look at that stuff and go, why not eat it?
But you don't. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be dead.
But you don't. So you're one of these like.
But I'm wrong.
No, you're one of these social media influencers who's like, this is what you got to do. And you don't do a damn thing. You don't do any of the damn stuff. Chris writes us on Instagram.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I quit smoking 10 years ago in order to have back surgery. I replaced it with food. Now I had to replace that with the gym. So he's going down your rabbit hole of replacing bad things with good things.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you have an addictive personality, it's always going to be screaming at you.
Zach writes us, my vice has been buying bourbons. I have 84 in the collection. When I
84 bottles of bourbon?
On the wall. 84 bottles of bourbon.
On the wall. You take one down.
No, it's a second. He goes on, when I go to the liquor store, I can't help but buy them. I don't drink them excessively, but it just feels like an itch is scratched when I buy them.
So he's a collector and a sipper.
But like that's what you're not even getting. You're spending more money than you need to and not even enjoying the bourbon.
That was my brother. My brother collected all those fancy bourbons and didn't drink them.
Yeah.
At all.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God.
Drink the bourbon. Great Department of Defense. So what's interesting here, right? We've seen this massive drop in smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Prices probably go along with that. We're also seeing a steep drop in alcohol sales the last couple of years. Now,
you said the kids aren't watching the porn. Or having sex.
Well, let's keep with alcohol.
That in there, didn't you?
Keep with alcohol.
No, but all the vices are.
Kids are watching the porn. Kids are watching porn. They're just not having sex.
Having sex.
Okay. So with the alcohol, whether those numbers are down for financial reasons, health reasons, we'll never know. But there is one vice, not porn, that despite how expensive it is, it's actually going in the other direction.
What's left?
Legal marijuana is selling like crazy.
Oh, yeah, because maybe that's why some of this other stuff is hurting. Like alcohol, because people can go to the dispensary and cop a buzz
now. Or grow their own.
But, okay, so I know there are people that do grow their own. Kimmy, I think those numbers are, like, insignificant compared to...
Well, it only takes, like, one person to grow their own for, like, all their family
It's the new tomatoes in the neighborhood.
Yes,
it's replaced tomatoes and zucchini.
I have grown too much, and I don't know what to do with it.
Okay,
now.
Fair enough, but sales for legal marijuana in New York State are going to cross $1.5 billion this year.
But I know guys my age now that do edibles before they go to bed. And it knocks them out, and they get a great night's sleep.
Okay,
and they don't have a hangover in the morning.
I guess the point I'm getting at is, right, if you're quitting smoking for financial reasons, if financial reasons for alcohol is the argument, which I would understand, legal marijuana is expensive.
Yeah, no, it's not cheap.
Yet these dispensaries, they keep opening.
But consumption to price, what is it?
Kimmy, what do you think?
I guess it just depends on how often you
let's say
somebody that just does it on the weekends, like... One pack of edibles is probably going to last you a while. But if you're somebody that is an everyday smoker or somebody that, you know,
let's say I want to take one edible a night to go to bed. Like I start watching TV at 10 o'clock.
Kind of expensive. I mean, you'd have to buy probably like a pack or two a week.
So what is that?
Like I think probably run you like $30 to $60
a week. It's about what your Jameson is.
Yeah. All right.
About the same.
Yeah.
And by the way, you don't have the... self-control to only have one edible.
You know what, man? I'm whipping
through
that
bag. I think
it
really varies between people, too, and their tolerance for it.
That's not even the edibles.
Some people barely have to take any, and they're good. And some people, you know, have to eat a lot for it to affect them.
I get that legal marijuana is, like, new and exciting, and, you know, like, people are getting back into it. But it is weird that we are spending so much less on cigarettes and so much less on booze, but we are spending so much more on legal marijuana.
All right, so, things just kind of shift around.
I don't know what that means. But, I mean, that would mean, like, yes, people quit smoking for the financial reasons, but they have no problem spending money on a vice.
All right.
And you're just pushing peas around a plate.
Yeah, you are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.